Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The United Nations has just issued a dire warning that we are entering a time of global food shortages. This is no longer Christian at the Ice Age Farmer channel with his crazy YouTube crackpot conspiracy theories. Now, this is directly from the UN and from other world governments, and it's happening now. And we must prepare and help our neighbors figure out what's going on and get our communities in gear right now. The UN, of course, is blaming those pesky nationalists and their protectionist policies for, they're literally calling countries hoarders and saying that's why tens of millions of people are about to starve to death is because of nationalism. Let's take a look. Protectionist policies and shortages of workers could see problems starting within weeks. Not the months or years ahead, within days or weeks is when problems are going to start, according to all of these talking points that have been decimated through different media outlets across the world. And you can tell it's an agenda that's being pushed out. They have green-lighted this agenda. It's moving forward now. They've been talking about it for years, but here we are now. The Fabian socialists are finally striking. They've been waiting, and they think this is the time. Quote, "The worst thing that can happen is that governments restrict the flow of food," according to the FAO officials. And yet that's exactly what's happening, with Russia, as the number one grain exporter in the world, starting to mull export limits and make sure that they have enough food for themselves. They're not the only one. We'll come back to that. And look at what the UN says. Quote, "All measures against free trade will be counterproductive." It's funny, even though the stakes are so high, just because it's so blatantly globalist promoting in your face, anything you try and do to protect your country will work against your interest. It's almost a direct threat. If you try and save yourself, it's not going to work. And as I said, it's not just the UN putting out this warning. Here from the UK, in The Guardian, "Fruit and vegetables will run out unless Britain charters planes to fly in 90,000 workers from Eastern Europe." And here's the 90,000 number right there. From Bloomberg, "The workers who supply the world's food are starting to get sick, and we're starting to worry about production disruptions." Reading down here, we see that Sanderson was having to shut down because of a virus positive test case. Smithfield doing the same. These are the biggest producers of protein in the United States. On Friday, beef producers in Canada and Argentina were shutting their doors after more virus cases showed up. In all likelihood, the number of cases will keep going up because they're testing for any coronavirus. It's a totally different issue. At meat plants, farms, warehouses, and packaging factories across the world. In other words, this hoax is being used to shut down food production and continue the war on food, right? The food wars. That's what's going on here, and that's what they are. Green lighting, full stop, and we're going to starve people out so that we can take total control. This is where we are now, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a bit from Yahoo News, from Reuters, "How the coronavirus crisis is affecting food supply. Are we facing food shortages?" And it tells you straight to your face, shoppers are going to have to get used to less selection and to using more local food. Well, that part would be great. That's what we've been encouraging anyway. "With many planes grounded and with reefer ships hard to find after the crisis in China, fruit and vegetable suppliers are struggling to get their goods where they're supposed to go." Remember that headline from last time? There's plenty of food in the world, but it's not where we need it to be, and this is going to cause problems. So like I said, there are many, many, many media outlets across the world issuing these talking points, UN warning of global food shortages. Countries are beginning to hoard their own food. Look at the language used there. It's those pesky nationalists. And even from Dubai, countries beginning to hoard food, sparking fears of shortages. Is this a wave of food nationalism that will disrupt the food supply chain and the trade flows? No, it's not. Here's a bit of truth, actually, from Reuters. "North American farm suppliers are racing this virus spread to try and get ahead of the planting season. Biggest farm suppliers are trying to accelerate their shipments of fertilizers, seeds, and agricultural chemicals and other inputs to the crop-growing regions in an unprecedented race against the virus, which is threatening to disrupt our planting season." The timing could not be worse for farmers who are trying to prepare to plant their crops, but disruptions in each of these things is going to reduce harvests for the United States. And of course, it's not the only weak link in our food supply chain. We see groceries that are being forced to shut down grocers. We've seen meat processing plants and other food processing and meat packers and food distribution all being shut down over fears of the virus or over a single person testing positive. And other people are just desperately trying to give their workers bonuses and doubling their overtime pay, trying to keep their operations running, but it's not working. They're shutting down more and more. And they'll be forced to. And we see the governor of Oregon even warning that they won't be able to provide basic services in the weeks and months ahead. Well, if that means power and water, then that's going to affect everything. All of these people, all of these links in our food supply chain that keep people fed. And people seem to know that there's a problem here because they are running out to garden supply stores and trying to get these things online. But increasingly, they are finding shelves are empty there too. And the seed shortages that had started are now becoming more pronounced. See groceries and nurseries like this one saying, we're going to be shut down because we just can't operate in these quarantines. Plenty of reports from people who are trying to, as the country falls deeper into the situation, I wanted to plant a garden, but all my local places to buy plants and seeds are shut down. Even online, I can't find anything. Everyone's sold out. So as people are trying to adjust to this new reality, it may be too late. We may have been denied the soft landing that we've been hoping for. And this would be the Zen slap that Anita Bailey often talks about. Prices of food are already skyrocketing, up to 30% for milk, 44% for eggs. This is in the UK, but the situation is similar across the world. Food prices are just jacking up really quickly. And it's not looking good for this season ever. We've been getting tons of reports that there's still flooding and that the ground is way too saturated to do planting in the US right now. Like this person saying, the flood from 19 is continuing into flood 20, and no plant 2020 is where we are right now. So is it any wonder then that countries are starting to say, yikes, maybe we're going to hold on to our corn because the rest of the world is looking pretty bad right now and we need to be able to feed ourselves going forward. No, it's not a surprise at all. That Russia was considering their export bans, that other countries are enacting protectionist trade measures. I just don't agree with that language. I think this is common sense. If you see the food shortages, and if the UN starts warning of looming global food supply issues, then of course you stop exporting the food you have, unless you're completely cucked as a country. So yeah, there's plenty of cases in Canada and other countries where they're enacting these policies. And we're not talking about like rinky-dink producers here. We're talking about like Argentina, where we saw they were stopping exporting their soy meal, which is one of the number one animal feed in the world. This is major producers, major suppliers across the world, and they're shutting down. They're stopping their exports. Now, it's no surprise that the UN is taking this language, this narrative, because, as I said, this was the plan. This has been in the script for years, described most recently by George Soros funded, John Podesta executed food chain reaction game, which was done hand in hand with the events of Event 201, about which I'm sure you've heard by now. And you can see right here, we see the isolated actions of a few can negatively affect many. In other words, those countries with nationalists like Trump, they were trying to protect themselves, but it was they who were responsible for the global food collapse. And again, look at the language here. No one nation or organization can successfully address global food security. That is exactly the globalist language that we saw coming out of the World Health Organization about the virus. Look at it from Dr. Tedros. It's not even a doctor. No one country or organization can stop this outbreak. These are the appeals for global government. And as I said, when you look at Event 201, the coronavirus pandemic exercise that Bill Gates did just in November, it talked about farmers getting sick and how that affected the global food supply. Just as in the food chain reaction game, which happened to take place this year in 2020, the food system was under stress from a number of factors and kicked over the edge by an outbreak of disease. There are so many tie-ins between these two agendas, and both of those scripted the pandemic and the global food shortages are now in execution mode. They're being acted on. They've been green-lighted. And here we are. We see the script being followed to a T. And as I've detailed at great length, particularly in my video, Global Food Rationing, we went down the IPCC's report of their recommendations. You should be drinking cockroach milk. You should be eating insect protein. You should not be eating meat. You must reduce your food waste. They have these points that they want to achieve in their agenda. And those things that are too hard. How do you get people to stop wasting food? How do you get them to start eating bugs? Well, you lock up the pantry for a while. You take away their food until they acquiesce. And that's where we are now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an uncomfortable reality, and we're going to watch starvation in places we would prefer not to see it. But that is how they intend to push these points of their agenda forward. And I remember taking apart, you look at South Korea, where they've already started taxing people on the food that they throw away. It takes a couple different forms, but you can see we had to buy special garbage bins that are priced based on volume. This is why they've been pushing so hard on the blue bin for recycling and the green bin for compost. You're going to be taxed on these things going forward. Of course, cockroach milk, which I mentioned in my last video, and a lot of people didn't believe me, this is literally the way they want us to be fed going forward. They want us drinking synthetic beverages from cockroach protein. They want us, and they have been funding, billionaires have been putting billions of dollars into ag tech and into insect proteins, these indoor roboticized beetle tofu farms. This is the farm of the future in the eyes of the United Nations and these technocrats. This is how they intend to keep the slaves fed. Robotic farms with insects. It's disgusting. But that's what they intend to do. And there's other things that are squeezing our food supply right now. We see with the ethanol plants shut down, they're not producing any of the DDGs, which is an animal feed. That's coupled with the fact that, like I said, the soy meal is not being exported by Argentina anymore. So meat producers are being squeezed on all sides, and they're going to be especially hard for this. They're just shutting off the meat. That's how they're going to get people to buy the fake meat. They're just going to shut it down. Here's the Argentina. They are enforcing the movement, controlling the movement of farm produce through their jurisdictions. In other words, they're locking down the food supply, which the UN just said was the worst thing that could happen. They're following the script to a T. And as I said, this is one of the meat packers, Jim Smith 87, who's saying, with the soy bean meal prices rising, with the DDGs not coming out of the ethanol plants anymore, we have nothing to feed our pigs right now. And with the futures getting slaughtered too, they're just being squeezed as hard as they can. There's no real price discovery going on. It is, as this thread says here, the perfect storm for meat production. And the supply is already showing to be quite thin. From King's 1973, who was a meat packer, saying, all of my frozen meat on the pork side, ribs, butts, loins, it's completely wiped out. It's a huge inventory problem. Chicken, the same thing. All of our frozen supplies are dwindling right now. So they're just going to shut off the meat and then issue your insect protein. And ladies and gentlemen, the way that we get around this issue, the only rational response to this, and frankly also the best way to fight this global totalitarian takeover, is to become less dependent on the systems that are failing anyway. We need to start growing our own food. And if you don't feel like you know how to do that, or like you know how to weather times of global food shortages, if this is all just way too much for you, remember that your ancestors have been through these sorts of things before in the past. You have it in your DNA. You know internally what you need to do to get through this. And it's to become the producer of your own food. Grandma survived these times before we did because she had a local supply chain. She grew her own food and she knew how to store it and keep those inventories up. And she lived with other people that were doing the same thing, and they supported each other. If one person had a bad season, don't worry, you have neighbors who are growing their own food too, who can help you through. That is the human way. That is the way that we need to move forward, is actually to look back at how it's been done in the past. I'm not going to belabor this. I've got a whole YouTube channel about the things that have been going on and how we've gotten to this point. But it's important to call out that the Fabian socialists are seizing now. They've been waiting, and they think the time is now for their totalitarian takeover. So I will stop short and just keep it at this. The UN is warning that these food shortages are starting now. We must let everyone know. We must start growing our own food. I hope you've been saving your seeds already, because as I said, it's being getting more and more difficult to find them. There are still seed suppliers online where you can still get them. You can still plant your spring garden right now and eke out plenty of calories right now that will help bridge the gap between where we need to be and these supply shortages that are coming right now. One last point. It's almost laughable because I think this is now the biggest hoax that's ever been perpetrated upon humanity. It's right up there with the climate hoax. And indeed, they're together. They are one in the same agenda because they're being perpetrated by the same people who want total control. And indeed, as global temperatures have begun falling off a cliff right now, it's pretty stunning to see that they're actually blaming global cooling on the virus as well, and on the fact that CO2 is dropping off. We see scripts here saying, a minor global cooling is possible due to the drop in CO2 since we shut off our industry. So that's actually, they're going to use that as a cover story for the global cooling that we're already enjoying as well. And it's just amazing to see how this is carte blanche for them to say and do anything they want on their march towards global totalitarian government. Please find my work directly on iceagefarmer.com and support this broadcast, patreon.com/iceagefarmer. I appreciate your help getting the word out there. But like I said, it's no longer Christian talking about these things. Now the warnings are coming directly from the UN. And so it's here. It's go time, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for watching. Spread the word.